Chapter 5.
That fucking junkie bitch slut whore!
Bob has taken the boys out for a walk, so Morgan is free to use whatever language he needs to.
I can't believe she did this to us.
Becky sniffs, still crying.
God damn it, Meg,
Chris says softly.
Fucking thieving lying cunt!
Okay, Morgs, Jesus says, having heard about enough of this.
Cut that shit out.
Meg's our friend, and let's hope she doesn't get into no trouble with all that money on her. Morgan just looks at him.
This guy, man.
Trouble? Morgan says. What, like the kind of trouble we're in now?
Look, she's junk sick. She gave into temptation.
Took the money and probably hitched a ride out of here at the truck stop. Let's just hope she's safe. Chris bangs his head on the table.
Oh, God, Becky says. What are we going to do now?
Shit, guys, it's only a little money. Come on, pull yourselves together. A little money, Morgan says. Dude, have you got like a platinum fucking Amex tucked away somewhere we don't know about? That was all our money. We are in the middle of nowhere without a fucking dime.
Bullshit,
Jesus says, reaching into his pockets and turning them out. A hanky, some plectrums, keys, a few crumpled bills. I got, look, 12, 14, a 20, 46 bucks and change. Chris, what you got left from the money I gave you for gas?
Maybe 30 or 40 bucks.
And what you guys packing? Morgan and Becky turn out their pockets, producing a few grubby ones and fives and some change.
Right, so that's another 15, 16. Dottie, Gus?
He calls over their heads, looking up. Dottie and Gus passed out, her head slumped against his chest, a long strand of drool connecting her mouth to one of the buttons on his coat.
I reckon those guys probably can't contribute too much, Jesus says.
Anyway, look, that's, what,
over $100?
Motherfucker, Morgan says, how are you going to feed and transport 9 people all the way to L.A. from Indiana on $100?
It's enough to get us to, what's the next decent-sized town, Chris?
Indianapolis, I guess.
Indianapolis, Jesus says, beaming. We got it made in the goddamn shade, man.
What's going to happen in Indianapolis? Becky asks.
Well, something or other will happen, Jesus says, happily folding all the bills together, while Morgan looks at him with a level of incomprehension previously unknown to man.